Hello.
Miss Rita, it's Jasmine as promised. I'm calling you back from the home care agency. How are you feeling today? How did it go yesterday at the doctor's?
No, it's today. And man, I don't have anybody to help me.
Oh no. What happened to your daughter? She not coming around?
The girl that was here, you talking about?
You said you were gonna get me to speak to your daughter yesterday?
She's not a daughter. I adopted her. She's
Okay.
46 years old, man. The girl is nothing but evil in her way. My son said he'll not tolerate her coming in my house anymore. He was trying to get her set up and to be broken into my house.
Oh my gosh. It's always family. I'm sorry, Miss Rita. Do you know anyone else that you would like to assign? Any friend, family, trust a loved one?
Baby, I don't have no family.
Okay. Well, let the agency staff you. How's that? Let's get somebody reliable to assist you in your home, okay?
Now, he's here, but not guaranteed he will not take. I don't want to trust him because I've missed over a year of doctors, and they tell me my health condition is very bad. I have heart failure and I have a brain stroke. I have kidneys. I'm messed up, sweetie.
Oh no.
I can't walk anywhere outside. I like walking because I can walk in my house.
That's right.
I can't do it outside. I'm getting ready now
All right, well, let's
to
just get some information, basic information, so we can get some help to you. What's your date of birth, Miss Rita?
Now, before we start this, you've got to know something.
Okay.
You love my son. It's no problem. I do love him. But I'm going to let you know when I need help, the person has got to listen to nobody but me because he's not capable of taking. I can't depend on him to
Okay.
take me to my doctor appointments
Right.
because I've missed a whole year of them. Don't
Okay.
be shame. Yep.
So you need someone with reliable transportation that could be able to transport you.
Yeah, I can get the transportation, but I need somebody that can help work with me.
Like to get you ready. Okay.
Well, to set up the transportation.
Okay, to set them up. Okay, I got you. And what county do you reside in, Miss Rita?
I'm in Philadelphia,
Okay,
Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Got it. And your date of birth?
My date of birth is 1/17. 53. Can I ask you what's the name of your company?
This is Family First Care. We're right in Philadelphia. So that's going to be good for you because we can get aides locally from your local area to assist you. Okay?
And see, that's what he's trying not to do.
You don't want local aides?
Oh, no. Baby, I'm not in a rush because I've lost my appointment doctors, and I don't have a caregiver to go with me. But I'm gonna try to go around the corner and pay my rent. So if I fall on the ground, I'm gonna take my dog with me, and he won't let nobody rob me. So I'm
Right.
gonna take him, even though my son is right here
Right.
in my home.
Excuse me.
But
Okay.
I can't. And what company I get, they're going to have to listen to me.
They have to listen to you because you're the patient that needs care, so.
They're going to have to do that. Because I can't. No, I can't. I'm to a point, if I don't take care of myself, then nobody else will.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I need to talk with whoever we
Well,
switch to, whatever we switch to,
Well, before they send anyone to your home, the coordinators will call you and do a three-way call with the aide on the line, and you're able to ask questions, give them your address, tell them, what time would you like to meet, and do a tentative schedule. So you do get that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but also they need to know when I call, when they call the company, I'm not taking the job away from my son. I'm not going to do that. I intend on getting a person, if it's only one person, one day a week, maybe two at the most.
Okay.
I'm going to get them to go with me whenever I got to go outside my doors and go wherever I got to go. They can go with me.
Okay. So you just need them to prep you, get you ready, get you, set up, to get you to your appointment.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. And go with me. Hold my hands. I've already lost by myself. Cell phone. I had
So,
nowhere
Miss
to
Rita,
meet.
you do have an active waiver and your Medicaid is in place. So, we just need to call the state and let them know that you've chosen a home care agency so they could give us the authorization and we could get you guys started.
Okay. Well, and I'm gonna let you speak with my son right now because I'm trying to get earrings on and
Okay.
I'm trying to get things straightened out. But I'm gonna let him know that you're going to find people to come out to my house in
Yeah,
this
you
area.
can, if you want, I can speak to him. What's his name?
Telling people. Okay, he doesn't want to talk.
Right. I'm just
That's
doing
okay.
dishes.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk.
I'm doing the dishes right now.
He can't
Okay.
stop. It's impossible. Not
It's okay.
impossible. I
It's
am stuck
okay,
over 50
Miss Rita,
years.
it's okay.
50 years of my life. Stop it.
It's okay, Miss Rita. I have three boys. I get it. I get it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Yeah.
find someone good for you, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to go through that. What's your address?
4738 Tackawanna.
I'm sorry, 4738
Tackawanna.
Catawana?
Tackawanna.
I'm sorry. I don't make out what you're saying.
TACK A W A N N A Tack Wanna.
Tackawanna.
Yeah, Indian
Tackle.
name.
Okay, Tackawanna Lane, Village Drive, Boulevard. What is it?
Tackawanna Street.
Street. Okay, Philadelphia, PA, and your zip code?
24 19124.
19120.
No, it's 24.
24. 19124.
Yes.
All right, now I just need you to write down some of my information. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be submitting the referral so that we could get a hold of your care coordinator over at Keystone so we could get you some help, okay?
Would you please have her to call me?
Huh?
When you get in touch with her,
I can. Yeah, I can. If you have her information, I can call her.
yeah, please tell her to call me.
Oh, they
Okay.
horrible. They horrible calling patients back. I hear stories.
And sweetheart,
I'll
she
tell her
chose,
to
yeah,
call you.
she chose to help me. I shouldn't be missing my doctor's appointment
No.
because she, it's her job duty to
Yep.
help me get appointments
Yes.
and to set them up for me to get the
Yes,
ride.
that is true.
That's
That is true.
her job.
That is
But
her job.
no, she's not going to do it. She's not
What's
going to
her
do it.
name?
Her name is Miss Chiffon.
Misha Fond?
Yep,
Mi
Chiffon Davis.
Chiffon Mitcha.
Is he talking to somebody?
And
Hey, yeah,
do you
your
have her
manager
number?
is beating me up. That's why I want you to call. I'm trying to talk to my husband. I'm not disrespecting you. Hold on a minute, baby. She said that she can staff me. Now, I'm not doing the waiting on me. I can't. I can't even help my own self.
So what are we doing? This is what we're doing now.
Okay, you can ask her. I don't know what she's doing.
You don't know what she's doing? Why didn't you ask her what she was doing?
Because I'm trying to get right.
Hello, ma'am. My mom says she doesn't know what you're doing. So
good afternoon, sir. Yeah, hi. You were doing the dishes when
you do know she said, my mom says she says she doesn't know what you're doing.
She knows. She just wants me to explain to you, sir. You're her son, right?
She just said to me she doesn't know. Mom, you said you don't know what she's doing? No, ma'am. She says she doesn't know what you're doing.
Okay, so let me explain. Okay, so let me explain to you. I've been on the phone several times already with your mom. Your mom needs an agency that can staff her with reliable people. Her concern is that you...
I'm her caregiver. I help her out a lot. I do a lot.
I know, as much as you can.
Right, yeah. I do need some help a little bit. You know, maybe one or two days out of a week.
Right, right. So basically she...
They are really horrible with staffing.
Yeah, she told me that.
They're horrible.
Right. So she did express that to me, and her concern was that, you know, that you were concerned that of the people that they're sending to the house. You don't want local people.
Right.
Yeah. So I told her that this is an agency, and we register our caregivers, and we can, you know, send someone reliable on the days that you're not there to assist her. So that's all we've been doing.
What agency is this? What is this?
This is Family First Care. Your mom called us.
Okay.
And I've been following up with her, and she wanted me to actually speak to you.
How much are you guys paying your caregivers an hour?
Right. So how many hours a week does your mom have? Because it's a per county rate. So I need to know how many hours a week.
County, right. I figured that. It's 56.
56 hours a week. You're assuming all the hours, or you're going to split that time with another caregiver?
Just sometimes. It'll only be maybe whenever she has a doctor's appointment. That might be twice in a month.
Right. So anything over 40 is time and a half.
So normally I'll be doing a 456.
Right.
I'm doing a 456.
Right. So then you're going to get paid time and a half. Anything after 40 is time and a half. And I could put you at, let me check the county rates for that amount of time. 1 second, sir. I could put you at $14.25.
Well, that's what we make now. I figured that nobody's really going to go over that.
No, because you're getting overtime, and it's a county rate by state. So the state designates the county rates.
$15 an hour, just about. Yeah, right. We get that. All right, well, that's fine. You know, you guys sit down. We have to sit down, you know, talk to my mom, and, finish up with, confirm with her, I guess.
Okay, so I just need your information so we could send you your hiring application too, so you could get it out the way.
Where you said where she located at? Ma'am, can you call us back? Because I don't know why we're doing this now. This is a horrible time to do this because my mom's trying to get ready for an appointment, you know, to go somewhere. Can you call us back later on this afternoon, maybe?
I can schedule you for tomorrow. Is that a good time to call you?
Yeah, that'd be better than today because now is not a good time.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Michael.
Michael, what's a good number to reach you, sir?
This number right here you're calling on.
The 215-416 number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir. I'll be calling you back tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you very much. It was a
blessing
talking.
You too. Thank you.